Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This evening, I'm going to be speaking about a particular topic that is very important for believers who seek to walk with God as God has called us to walk with Him. And so I'm going to be reading from Colossians chapter 3. Beginning at verse 1, and as is customary with the writings of Paul, Paul first lays out his doctrinal position or his doctrine, and then he teaches the ethical application of that doctrine by the believing ones. And so we, you and I, are to grow in grace and in the knowledge that is the epinosis of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 begins, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God." And so, in verse 1, Paul states a positional truth for all believers. If you then be risen with Christ. Verse 2, set your affection, or literally set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead. In the Greek it reads, for you died, and the life, that is, your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Verse 5, mortify, therefore, your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. Excuse me, that's a very old word, and we'll go over that in a moment. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. The Greek word is apathy, the children of apathy, or apatheos. Very terrible when it comes to believers. We are to be different. Our hearts are to be different. Our hearts, in fact, were made different at the point when we were changed by the Holy Spirit of God, when we were born anew of the Spirit of God. And so, if we are to grow up in the things of grace, then there must be a decisive break with the old life. There must be that decisive break, once again, with the old life. There must be an attitude or attitudinal reformation on our part with regard to the Word of God. And so, verse 3, Paul states, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So, we have what we call an aorist, the indicative. The aorist means at a point in time a particular event happened. Indicative is a statement of fact. So, you die, and your life, excuse me, the life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, notice, in the old KJV, there may be you may read when Christ, who is our life, those two words, who is, are italicized, which means that they do not occur in the Greek text. So it should read, when Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. And so because we anticipate this, and because this is a statement of fact, because this is the new reality in which we live, something must change in our hearts. And so in verse 5, we have the word mortify. And in the Greek, it means to deaden or to subdue. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. That is, speaking about the members of our body, of the soma. The members of the soma, the eyes, the ears, the hands, the legs. We are to mortify. Also the mind. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication. Now, of course, the Greek word here is porneion, from which we get our word pornography. And so fornication is unlawful sexual intercourse between persons who are not married. Adultery is unlawful sexual intercourse between persons who are married. And the adultery has to do, of course, with other persons. The next word is uncleanness. This word just simply means filth. This is not to exist in the lives of believing ones. Filth. Now, notice this, and next we have this word, inordinate affection. Inordinate affection in the Greek is one word, pathos. P-A-T-H-O-S. And it comes into the English as pathology. This is a very interesting term because it refers to the diseased condition of the soul from which the lust spring. So, pathos. And the next word we have is evil concupiscence. Evil concupiscence means the result of pathos or pathology. And so this is a very important term to understand too. Inordinate affection, the one word again is pathos in Greek. Then we have evil concupiscence, which is the result of pathos. Then we have covetousness. The desire for more and more, it refers to greed. And notice the Bible says, it continues, which is idolatry. Verse 6, for which they've sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of apathy. So now you understand why in verse 6, Paul talks about the huioi, or the sons of apathy. And so that is those who reject the truth through disobedience. They will not hear, they will not bow to the authority of the living God over their lives. So let me say that those persons within the Christian community that practice these things that are elucidated in verse 5 do yet want to name the name of Christ. These persons need to depart from iniquity. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we have people today who believe that they can name the name of Christ and yet practice sinful behavior. That is, they can be involved in the things that Paul has elucidated here and yet call themselves believers. Notice what we read in verse 7, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now we're to put off. So he goes on. And notice as he goes on with this list, in verse 8 he says, put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, so that there's a new anthropology, a new way to live. And I want you to notice that in verse 5 and in verse 8, we have the behavior of which most members of the human race fall, if not all. There are persons who engage in these activities, and these things destroy the soul, they destroy the mind, they destroy the heart, they destroy the life, they create disease conditions within the soul, which manifest themselves within the soma, or the body. So psyche and soma go together. The Word of God does not need therapies. The Word of God does not teach therapeutic intervention or the use of therapy for believing ones. The Word of God teaches that believers must understand the Word of truth. Believers must be taught the Word of truth. When an individual is saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live in his heart. Those things from the old life that we bring into the new life, once an individual comes under the tutelage, the profound tutelage and teaching of the Word of God changes the individual within. There is spiritual renewal. The individual learns how to not only deal with, but the individual learns how to live before God in an appropriate manner. And so the challenge that the church has is to return fully to the teaching of the Word of God, to put away Western therapies. And there, last time I looked, there are over 300 different types of Western therapies. So we go back to the Word because there is a unity in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and he uses it to change our lives. The stuff that we bring into the new life, anger, bitterness, resentment. Notice in verse 8, we're to put off. In verse 3, we're told, for you are dead. Verse 5, we're told to mortify. And verse 10, we're told to put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. And so these are action terms. If one wants a change of life, one must change. There must be an attitudinal reformation. And the individual who hears the Word of God effectively, who has been under sound doctrine, will begin to change. You will see a change in your life. Do not become impatient with yourself. Take time to learn the Word, study the Word of truth. Excuse me. Find a ministry where you can be, you will be taught the Word of truth, not merely preached at, but where you will be taught, profoundly taught the Word of God. And you will begin to see profound changes in your life, your attitude. Many things will change for you. You will find yourself with a richer life, a deeper life, with joy unspeakable and full of glory. All these things God promises to us as we study and learn his word. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful evening, and tomorrow have a great day.